Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Devone Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and I hope that you joined us this morning from 6 to 8, and again, right now from 2 to 3. We are the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm actually here with Tom. How's it going, Tom?
Everything's good. Beautiful Saturday afternoon.
There you go. There you go. And, of course, in our studio, we've got Madison Choate and Choate, right? Choate. And she is from Whole Foods Market, but also not only is she – you're not really from Whole Foods, but that's where your class is going to be, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about vermicomposting.
Vermicomposting, yes.
Yeah, and how did you even get involved in that?
I work for Resource Conservation Partners. We're a nonprofit here in Ventura, and we have a vermicomposting program that I help run.
How interesting. Well, I'm so glad that you're joining us here today on the Kim Pagano Show. Also going to be joining us is Cindy. Here she is right now. We've got Cindy Schoonmaker, and she is from Whole Foods over here in Oxnard, and we're going to find out a little bit about all the great things that they're doing today. Also, we've got Brian McDonald and Amanda McBroom, and they're going to be talking about Rubicon, one of my favorite theaters out here, other desert cities. And if you haven't seen it already, you're going to want to. It's amazing. It's one of the best shows that I've seen in a long time. Of course, all their shows are great out there. And so, again, I do want to tell you our phone number here, 805-419-0008. That is the number that you're going to want to call in, because we've got some amazing giveaways, and we'd love to share them with you. Again, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, to stay connected for all the chances to win. And what we would love to do is have you be a part of that. Also, if you have a business or anything that's going on in the area, we'd love you to give us a chance to spread the word for you. Again, our phone number is 419-0008, 419-0008. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Tom, you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
Yes, Kim. For this hour, 2 o'clock hour, we have a $25 gift certificate for Famous Dave's and a $25 Paul Martin's gift certificate. Also, we talked about the Rubicon Theater Company's presentation of Other Desert Cities. We have tickets to that. Great play, excellent reviews. The Roadshow Revival is coming to town, a tribute to the music of Johnny Cash at Mission Park in downtown Ventura. We'll do those tickets. And along with that, the Caneo Food and Wine Fest from 1 to 5 o'clock at the St. Pascal Bailon School. And that is happening on June 28th. Finally, Tequila and Taco Music Festival at the Collection River Park in Oxnard, July 18th and 19th. And we have some comedy for you, too. Phil Okada. How about Phil Okada?
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
It looked like a Q with
yeah,
a line under
go.
It.
Okada.
Paul Okada. I'm getting this gentleman's name wrong.
Wait a second. There you go.
Let's try
but
one
that
more
is
time.
Over at Ventura Comedy, Harbor Comedy Club right there.
I will say this, Paul Okada.
There you go.
From Showtime.
There you go.
Boom.
And not only that, it's all about Father's Day weekend. We've been talking about it all weekend long. And let's give away tickets right there to start off with for Ventura Comedy Harbor. That's this evening, tomorrow night. Okay, now Tom got me all messed up. But anyways, we are all about the brighter side of life. You're talking about and listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And Cindy Schoonmaker just walked in. How are you?
Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, we are going to talk about today. One, we're so excited to be a part of Whole Foods. And they're over at the Collection out there. But they're going to be doing some great, you got lots of things that we're going to be doing. And I do want to invite Cindy Schoonmaker on. And you weren't on right there. So, yeah. But anyways, welcome. And you're from Whole Foods. Tell us a little bit about, I loved what you guys did last weekend over at the Ojai Wine Festival.
Yes, yeah, we were there.
Yeah.
And it was a great time. It was good to see your smiling face
Thank
come to the
you.
Table.
Yeah. Yay. And in our morning show, we just talked to Kurt from Caneo, the Caneo Fair that you're going to be at, the Taste, right?
The which one is that?
Next weekend.
I don't
they
know.
Said, yeah, you guys are in a VIP. You guys
so
are
much.
In everything
yeah, we
like
do.
We
We're
are.
In everything.
So.
Yeah.
So it's Caneo Food and Wine Fest, and you guys are going to be a part
it
of
it. It must
that.
Be, the, maybe it's the Thousand Oaks store?
Yeah, it is
yeah,
the Thousand
yeah,
Oaks.
That,
oh,
so I don't know.
So
I'm
guys are
the
no
Oxnard,
wonder.
So, yeah,
no wonder you're looking so puzzled.
I know. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, because we're doing the Taste of Camarillo, and then we're doing the wine, Ventura Wine Trail, and so I've got things coming up. All the time.
All right. Stuff. Well, we are so excited to partner up with you. And today we've got, obviously, Madison here with us. And we're going to be talking about composting. And I was asking her, what is vermicomposting? And I would love to share that with our listeners.
Hi. Vermicomposting is worm composting. Did you know that you could compost with red worms?
So what is, okay, let's just talk about what does composting do?
Well, composting is a way, a good method to have organic fertilizer. A lot of people use vermicomposting, which is worm composting, for to collect castings. Castings are worm poop.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yummy.
All right.
So the worm poop is the real trick. It's the one that the whole reason why you want to start vermicomposting.
It How long have you been doing this, Madison?
Vermicomposting?
Yeah.
I've been working with worms in the last year. I work for Resource Conservation Partners.
Okay. Well, good. Okay, yeah. And so tell us, Cindy, a little bit about Whole Foods. Obviously, this is going to be one of your things that you're going to be doing, right?
Correct, yes.
And what is the date of this class?
So in our store, next Thursday, June 25th, starting at 6 p.m., Madison will be there with us, and she's going to be bringing some of the bins that you can purchase. The event itself, the workshop, is free, and she's going to be there talking about it, sharing with us. I'm so excited because Whole Foods, you know, is all about conservation, all about being organic, doing things the right way, and doing things the best way for our environment, and what better way to feed your plants and your veggie gardens and everything else, but then with worm poop.
Yeah, let's just say we're talking about the brighter side of life right here. I love it.
Keeping it real.
There you go. But now, question is: so, is there a process that you go through, or you know, like you have different things that you would buy, correct, to take home? Is that how it is? a package or?
Right. We actually, Resource Conservation Partners, we sell vermicomposting kits.
Okay, a kit.
Right.
So what is in a kit?
Well, we have three different types. There's the, every type has a different type of bin, which is where the worm's home would be and where you would give them all the food. That's where all the composting happens. We have a hobbyist bin, a professional bin, and a children's bin. All of these bins come with a shifter, some coconut coir, shredded newspaper, and a rake.
So tell us, what is the purpose, okay, for all those people that maybe are tuning in going, wait, what is Kim talking about out there, you know? Again, what is the purpose of vermicomposting?
The purpose of vermicomposting is so that you don't have to use
fertilizer or anything that's
toxic. Well, it is
toxic.
Fertilizer. Okay. It's an organic fertilizer. That is why you want a vermicompost, because it's organic and it's all natural.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Well,
and it happens faster than typical composting, which I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it takes a long time. And this has you can have it in 90 to 120 days. You can have compost that you can use on your garden. And kids love it. You know, I'm excited because I love worms. I've always loved worms.
And I didn't know about
you,
Cindy.
I know, right?
See,
who
something
knew?
Every day.
I know.
Yeah.
We actually sell worms.
Oh.
Resource Conservation Partners. So we have an abundance of worms.
Where are they located?
They're actually located at my boss, my CEO's household. She's had the big bin for about 3-4 years, so it's very big.
Okay, cool. Okay, so tell us, we're so excited to partner up with Whole Foods.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit of what's coming up for Whole Foods and all the different events and cooking classes.
Yes.
And anything to do with cooking and good food, I'm right there. Right?
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, and that's, you know, like this workshop that we're doing here, we try to just encompass all different kinds of things. We have cooking classes. I have kids clubs. Every other Wednesday, I just had one this last Wednesday. So in 2 weeks from last Wednesday, I'll have another story time with Cindy. And I invite kids up to the ages of, probably 9 or 10 is the best time. And we do storytelling, we make arts and crafts, we do song and dance and just have fun. So we do that. That's at 11 o'clock. And then our cooking classes typically start at 6.
Are they every Wednesday?
The story time is every other Wednesday. Cooking classes, they vary. You just have to check out our calendar.
Okay.
You can find us on Facebook. You can find us at, of course, WholeFoodsMarket.com. And then you click on the Oxnard store. It asks you to choose your store. I list all of our events there. We just celebrated yesterday our second birthday, so we've been around 2 years.
I can't believe it's already gone that fast.
I know.
Wow.
So fast.
And I have to just share, if anybody has not gone over to the Oxnard Collections, oh my God, it's probably one of the prettiest stores. I mean, you're so lucky to be in that store, right?
Yes, we really are, and we still have team members and other store team leaders that come to our store and still say ours is their favorite store. We just opened our 422nd store in Playa Vista, and it's a beautiful store, very urban, but still, I love ours. We have the Airstream inside, the Bar Rincon, which we have tons of events going on. We have Trivia Tuesday. We have Wine Down Wednesday with live music.
So let's go. Whoa,
I know,
you're going
right?
So fast. Okay, Wine Down Wednesday. Uh-huh. What is that?
So every Wednesday, all glasses of wine in the Bar Rincon are only $5, and some of them are priced up to $9 a glass. We also have live music from 6 to 8.
That's in the store?
There's the Airstream. There's an Airstream trailer that we have modified to be a bar. And so you can sit inside the Airstream, drink wine or beer or both, and order food off a menu that, of course, follows all of our quality standards. And then we have events there all the time.
Oh my
I know.
Gosh, I'm so excited to learn this.
I know.
It's another
I
destination.
I brought you a calendar, so you have
so
a calendar.
So excited.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so one, okay, then not only that is, okay, so that's kind of for the older folks,
yes.
The grown-ups, right?
Yes.
And then you have all these family and kids clubs, right?
Correct. Well, and kids are invited to the worm composting workshop because, again, she's selling the kids' kits. And then we have the story time, like I said. And then I also have a lady who comes and teaches hula hoop. Her name is it's Hooping with Hooper. Her last name
Tom,
is actually
Tom, can you
Hooper.
Do hula hooping?
I am an expert.
How did I hula do that? Hooper. This guy knows how to do ballet, so I for oh. sure thought he could do hula hooping.
And hula hooping is a really great exercise.
It really is.
And then we have, I have a person, Pulse Drumming of Ventura, and they come out once a month, and they do a drum circle that's for the whole family. So they just have to keep checking on our Facebook page and on our WholeFoodsMarket.com, or come into the store and get one of my calendars. I print those up, and then it's also on a chalk calendar inside our store. So I try to make it as easy as possible for people to find out what's going on. And if you guys have an idea out there that you'd like to see Whole Foods do, please let me know. You can again check out our Facebook, find out, come into the store, ask for Cindy, and I would love to find out.
Yeah, and I do want to say also, all of these are on our newsletter, and if you are not getting our newsletter right now, you want to. All you have to do is call 805-419-0008. 8419-0008. And Tom, let's take a really quick break. And of course, we want to give something away. How about women giving stuff away? What did you bring to give away? Let's talk about that.
I brought a couple of gift cards.
Ooh.
So I have two $25 gift cards that they can use anywhere in Whole Foods.
Oh,
at any
I love
Whole Foods,
it.
Actually. But of course, I want them to come to mine.
Of course, of course. So, you know what? Let's do that right now. 419-0008. 419-0008. That's a $25 gift certificate to Whole Foods. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon. I do want to make sure that you know that we have a show every Saturday morning from 6 to 8, and we talk about the brighter side of life. Each one of our shows are completely different with new guests, and we always talk about different things that are happening in our, you know, right here and all around the world. But we have lots of events that we're covering. And I do want to start off with a couple pairs of tickets, the Roadshow Revival. This is something you're not going to want to miss. It's next weekend, 27th and 28th. And it's a tribute to the music of Johnny Cash at Mission Oaks, at Mission Park in downtown Ventura. I'm telling you, it's the 7th annual Roadshow. And they were just here on our morning show. An amazing show. It's going to be, was Tesh, was he amazing?
Yeah, great singer.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, So we're excited. We want to share that with you. So call in right now, 419-0008. And again, right now we have Cindy Schoonmaker from Whole Foods and Madison Choate. And she is, they're going to be talking about their Vermicomposting.
Yeah,
that's like a tongue tie, right?
But, a little bit.
But all the things that Whole Foods is doing. And again, if you haven't checked out Whole Foods over in the collections in Oxnard, oh my God, I'm like tongue tied. You want to go in there. She just handed me a calendar here. And just, I mean, there's like something to do every day there.
Practically.
Are you in charge of all these things to do? And is that what you're, wow.
I am. As the marketing person, that's.
So as, you know, tomorrow's Father's Day. Yep. And, you know, if somebody's going, oh my God, I haven't done. You know, it's interesting. And I don't know if you guys do this or not, but, you know, all year long, we know it's Father's Day. Why do we wait for the last minute? And I'm like right there with everybody. It's like, I got to get my cards. I got to get, you know.
Yep.
Do you wait for the last minute? Or
you know what? I think we do, but everybody's plate's so full.
Yeah.
And there's something going on all the time. It's,
yeah.
You know, I turn around and, you know, then it's going to be 4th of July. And then it's, you know, so it's, there's always so much stuff happening. But we do have some great stuff for dads. If dad, you know, if you, you know, dads might usually barbecue, well, maybe you want to give them a break. So you can come by. You can pick out whatever meat you would like. If you want a steak, you want ribs. And our guys will actually season and cook them for you.
Oh, my God. I forgot you told me that.
Yep.
That is something that I'm so glad you shared that with everybody. Did you know that, Tom? They will.
I did not.
Yes.
But I am edified.
I know.
And I'm good to go. So that and some of the fine, cool, frosty beverages that you have over there are perfect for dad.
How cool is that? We were talking about, you know, I said to my husband, wait, we can't really do a barbecue because, and he was like, who wants to do a barbecue? That's like men never get a chance, right?
Right.
But that's a great,
wow. So yeah, they'll grill it for you. They'll smoke it for you, whatever you got. Pick out whatever you want to pick out, a tri-tip.
Okay,
yeah.
So here's the key question. And there's no extra charge, right?
No extra charge.
How about that?
That's such a deal.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow.
And then if you need gifts, we have all kinds of fun stuff. We have books on how to make beer. We have really cool hats, beer mugs. Of course, we have 70 feet of beer, and a lot of dads like beer. So we have all kinds of specialty beer and small brew beers. And it's a really great thing. We have, you can just walk into the store in our whole body department, which is where all the books are. And there's a what we call an end cap, and it's filled with all kinds of Father's Day gift ideas. So.
And not only that is, I love all of your products, you know, your hair products and your, you know, I'm a hair therapist, but there's, you know, I have actually become a little allergic to color. And so you've got a whole natural line in there. And I would love to talk about that with you one day because there's so many avenues of the whole store.
Right.
Yeah.
It really is awesome. And what I love is the quality standards are unified. In other words, there is no chemicals or additives in our vitamins or our hair products. There's no parabens in any of our body products that we have. And also what I love is they've never been tested on animals. So all of that pre-work has been done. So if you're conscientious about that, or like you've developed allergies against certain things, our products are all about as natural as you can get. So I'd love to have one of my whole body people come in one day.
I would love to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, I mean, I love it. So, I mean, how did they get started? What's the background of Whole Foods?
You know, it's funny you just say that. This morning, we just put out for our team members, we call it The Whole Story. It's a 30-minute film that every team member is going to watch. And I just watched it this morning, Kim, and I even learned stuff. Even though I'm the marketer and I've been with the company going on 8 years now, I learned stuff. So it started in 1980. John Mackey, his girlfriend, and another gentleman decided they were kind of hippies. And no, not kind of. They were hippies. And they saw what was happening to the food industry. They didn't like it. They didn't like all the chemicals that were being put on vegetables and stuff. And they just wanted healthy food to offer. So they got together and just started this very, very small store. And then they realized if they wanted to get more than other hippies to buy from them, that they needed to have a store that looked like a store so that the general population would go and say, oh, this is a grocery store. And so then they partnered with Bread and Butter back east. And they looked at their model of store, and then that they kind of partnered together. And they didn't want to call it this. They didn't want to call it, because John Mackey called his Safer Way, SAFERDWAY. So they didn't want to call it that, so they came up with the name of Whole Foods. And so the story is really magical. It really is. And it was just started with, you know, two guys and a girl and a dream. And it's grown. Now we just opened our 422nd store.
420. Wow. I mean, that just says it right there.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a dream, and I love that. That's really what I like to share about our show. this was a dream for me, the radio show, you know, and you just keep growing it.
Yep. And that's
and you got to believe in it.
You got to believe in it. And you got to believe in the people that you're working with. And so, and the in fact, the last line in his in the film today was, if you have a dream, you have to believe it and then you have to pursue it. So he would just absolutely, his statement would go right along with what,
yeah,
you, what
I
your
love
vision
it.
Is.
Tom?
Yeah, it's like the place for a date used to be the Apple Store. And now Whole Foods, it ties the whole thing around. I mean,
yeah.
It's a great, just the vibe there, the feeling. You know, if you're in there and you see somebody else in there, there's a kinship.
There is a kinship. And mm-hmm. you know that they're probably like you. You know, they probably have a lot of the same values. And mm-hmm. my daughter actually went to work for the Whole Foods before. And then I was kind of semi-retired trying to figure out what I wanted to do when I grew up. And my daughter, she called me. She goes, Mom, you need to go to Whole Foods. I think you're going to find that a lot of the, your mission statement is there. So.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, it's a way of life.
Yeah, people in Whole Foods don't like crappy stuff.
No, we don't like crappy
See,
stuff.
That's how it goes. So when you go in there, you know.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It's people of taste.
And we do all the work.
Style and health.
Yeah.
We do all the work, so you don't have to worry. There's never high fructose corn syrup in any of our products, whether you buy them in the bar, the salad bar, the meat department, the whole body. There's actually 74 ingredients. There's a list of ingredients that you won't find in our store. So
I love it.
Pretty
What's
proud
your
of that.
Favorite thing that you've tried from there?
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to ask you this every time you come back.
Okay, so, well, right now I just discovered a new wine.
Okay.
So that's probably, you know, I'm not a wine connoisseur by any means, but I like good wine that doesn't break the bank. And this wine, I can't remember the name of it, but it has a picture of an angel on it. And it's got, and it's only $11.99.
Oh,
and it's so delicious. And
Does she have red wings?
You know, I don't know. I wish
okay.
I have it on my phone, a picture of it, but it's a Madison. I want to say Madison, but that's your name. I don't know.
It's Syrah Saraf.
Yeah.
Syrah Saraf.
Okay.
Or Pinot Noir, which means peanut of the night. No, it doesn't.
No. All right. Well, you know what, Cindy, thank you so much for, you know, teaming up with us here and to share all the things. Again, give out the information for when that seminar is coming up.
Okay, well, again, I'm so excited to partner with Madison, and it's next, this coming Thursday, the 25th. It starts at 6. You don't have to RSVP, but if you want to make sure you have a chair, you might want to. You can call the store and just ask for Cindy, come on by and join us at 6 o'clock on Thursday. You'll learn so much and get to play with dirt, maybe.
There you go. All right. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in here. Thank you, Madison.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
And again, we're going to follow all this great stuff and start talking about them and having you on. And we're so excited to be a part of that. Again, of course, we want to give away, how about another $25 gift certificate from Whole Foods? You can't go wrong there. And 805-419-0008. When we come back, we are going to be talking about Rubicon. We've got Brian McDonald and Amanda McBroom, and we're talking about their play. Have you guys been to this? Oh, my God. Other desert cities. It's amazing. It's,
yeah.
Oh, God, you got to go see it.
I love plays.
Yeah, and they're not going to be there. Well, this one's going to be ending June 21st, so get in there. And we were going to have tickets, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
DeVoe Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451. or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
It's time to celebrate. Set sail with the Kim Pagano Show and Princess Cruises on a weekend getaway sailing September 17th through 21st. Don't miss your chance to relax, unwind, and come back new. With rates starting at just $449, you don't want to miss out on this amazing deal that includes meals, entertainment, and accommodations. Contact Nikki Baldwin today to reserve your room. 805-312-4449. Again, that's 805-312-4449. Terms and restrictions apply. Ships of British and Bermudan Registry.
CST number 1005430-10.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here today on The Brighter Side of Life, where we talk about the Kim Pagano Show and all of our great guests that we have in here. And again, I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom, and we just had Brian McDonald walk in. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah,
thanks.
And Amanda McBroom. So glad to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Kim.
I can't tell you, I have talked so much about this show, other desert cities. Of course, Rubicon is one of my favorite, and every show just keeps getting better and better and better. But this one in particular, you both just did an amazing job. And I have to tell you, it's so weird when I say this, because when I was there on opening day, I'm watching it, I want to like cry, you know?
Yeah.
I want to cry because it hit every one of the senses. And it hits every one of the family members kind of in a weird way, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So you guys were just spot on, and you did a great job. And
thank you.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about who you are, your journey, and, you know, and where you are in your life.
Well, I'm an Ojai resident.
Okay.
And I guess I would probably be best known right now as a singer-songwriter. I started out in musical theater, but I wrote a song that became, much to my surprise, a big old hit song that Bette Midler made a hit called The Rose I became, a girlfriend of mine just called me from seeing the latest Bette Midler concert, and she said, everybody stood up and cheered for 2 minutes and waved their phones when she sang, which
that gives thrilling. Me chills, doesn't it?
Thrilling. So I've been doing mostly singing and concerts and stuff like that, and Brian, who I've known for a while, because my husband works at the Rubicon a lot, and I'm usually sort of puttering around in the back. Brian called me up and said, I want to direct this and I want you to be in it. And yes, I said.
Well, you did a phenomenal. I mean, I just have to tell you, I Brian, you being, you know, the director, right?
Yeah.
It was just, you know, when you start to see the characters, Michelle was in the last time with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. The family, the whole, you could just, it was like, I was sitting in Palm Springs, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's an incredibly complicated show, but
with that twist that I don't want to tell anybody out there, but all I'm going to tell you is you are not going to want to miss this show. And it ends on June 21st.
Yeah, on Sunday.
So I'm going to just throw it out. Oh, it is tomorrow. Okay, well, you know what? Okay.
We got three shows.
Yeah,
got
there you go.
Shows.
You know what? I'm going to give out some tickets right now. Let's do a couple pairs. 419-0008, 419-0008. I'm telling you, this is something you want to go to Father's Day. This is a great show to go see.
It's a show about love and family.
It really is. And unconditional love.
Yeah.
I mean, that really speaks to itself right there, unconditional love. And, you know, I heard other people say that they'd seen it in New York before, but they hadn't seen it like the way you guys did it.
So many people said that they didn't like it when they saw it in New York, and they just loved it when they saw it here. Yeah. You can give that tribute to Brian.
Oh, to Brian, no question. Oh, yeah. I mean, just unbelievable. But each one of you just were off the charts.
It's one of my favorite casts that I've ever worked with. Well, you had Michelle Duffy on last week sometime. They're just the dearest people. We hate to leave the theater at night. We
I'm
all sit around.
Sure, it's like a family.
Big
but
time.
But let me ask you, did this resonate with you at all in your family, in your life, or how? Because you fit it so well.
So many people have come up to me and said, oh my God, you're trans-channeling my mother. And I'm always saying, oh, really? I'm so sorry.
Well, it's funny because I'm sitting next to my husband there, and there was a doctor that was on the other side. And I'm like, oh, my God, is that me? Because I've got four children, you know. And I was like, I just wanted you to be, you know. And it's funny how, oh, God, I was like, oh, I kind of hate her. But, you know, it's
Well, you know how intense Christmas, the holidays are, and everything comes to a head, either at a wedding or at Christmas. Everything comes to a head.
Yeah, and it's like that you come home for that whole, like, it's supposed to be fun. And, you know, who's your son in there? Because he's been on my show before.
Trey Ellett.
Trey, okay, oh, my God. It's like he's like my one of my sons. Like, Mom, stop. You know, let's just be nice.
Yeah. Let's just be nice.
We're only here for a little while. Oh, my God. I was like, oh, like, stop being the perfect person, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this character is very type A. And Brian. Brian, bless his heart, had a challenge with me because I'm a very overly cheerful person. I'm a really Pollyanna kind of person. And he really had to push me to get mean.
Do you have children?
I do not. Oh. I have nieces and nephews whom I adore. All my children have four legs.
I love it. I got a lot of those too. I love that. That really speaks to me too of who you are as a person, you know. Your husband on there. You know, he totally took the space of my husband, Mr. Disneyland, you know, pleasing, right?
Being a kind and gentle soul.
Is that kind of like your husband?
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay.
Well, actually, my husband who's
remember,
worked...
he's probably listening. No, I'm getting it right.
He's worked at the Rubicon a lot. His name is George Ball. He did their Man of La Mancha.
Oh, okay.
And he did, you know, Delicate Balance and everything. And he's got a warm, warm heart, but he's a big, grumpy person on the outside, so you think he's barely scary until you watch him just melt in front of a puppy or a small child. So he doesn't hold things back the way the husband in the play does.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Michelle in the play, you know, I mean, if that situation was in real life, and of course I want to give this away to our listeners, but would you be the person to put your life out on the, you know?
Wow. Yeah, well, she's emotionally disturbed. We can say that. She's a brilliant woman who's emotionally
Michelle,
disturbed.
Right? No, yeah.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Well,
we should tell them a little bit about what it is.
We're teasing them. And again, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking about the Rubicon Theater right here. And let me tell you, I mean, every show that I've seen there is amazing. It's like a big family there. And even my husband, we go to shows all over the place because we're always doing work with a lot of people. That's his favorite. He tells everybody, and we can't speak enough about it because there's something like an underlying family there, you know, but you get the best people.
The Rubicon Theater is one of the best theaters in California.
It
maybe
really
in the country.
Is.
And every actor who works there, I was listening to all the
it's
actors.
It's a privilege.
Everybody loves to work for these. We're treated so beautifully.
Yeah, I love it. So that's what I want to be a part of this because I really believe in it.
Yeah.
And when I believe in something, I can really speak from my heart. So you know what? I'm going to give out another set of tickets right now. And again, like I said, call in right now, 419-0008 419-0008, and all you do is leave your name and number and one of our team members will get back with you. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Brian, tell us a little bit about the show.
Yeah, it's written by John Robin Bates, who wrote Brothers and Sisters. He was actually creator on Brothers and Sisters. He also wrote the script to The Slap, which was just recently on television. It's a story about a young writer, well, I shouldn't say young writer, but a daughter, Brooke, who's in her 40s.
That's young.
Mm-hmm, that is young. after a six-year absence, she comes home to Palm Springs to tell her conservative parents about the upcoming release of her book, which it's a personal memoir about that reveals a long-buried family secret. And family politics are pitted against national politics in a clash, and it demonstrates how differences in perspective can both be devastating and necessary.
And it's really funny.
It is really,
really funny.
In fact,
people laugh so hard.
They do. Last night we had a really raucous house that were just.
Oh my gosh.
And they're incredibly vocal.
Yes.
We were talking about this, like, because a lot of people have talked to me about the fact that they come and see it and it feels so real to them. They kind of feel like a fly on the wall.
It
you know?
Is like you're sitting in right? a family, like a conference.
And you're
you know,
just watching this whole thing unfold. And that, you know, it's, I mean, there is discussion of politics, but I would not call it a political play.
No.
I would call it a family drama, you know?
And you know what? We're going to take a really quick break. I know we need to, but I'm going to come back because there's a couple of things that really just shout out at me, and I kind of almost, it's like, are they keeping up with the Joneses? Is there the Joneses and their whole family image more important than their daughter's health? And so it's kind of a controversy, and you kind of like, oh God, really? But then you see both sides. I just love it. Anyways, we're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back, and I'm going to give away some tickets. How about Tequila and Taco Music Festival at the Collections at River
Ooh, I'll
Park?
Go for that.
There
Me
you
too.
Go. Okay, hey. You guys, July 18th and 19th, we've got tickets. Call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. We're talking with Brian McDonald and Amanda McBroom. We're talking about Other Desert Cities. You guys, outstanding, outstanding play. That's over at Rubicon. Like I said, it's here till tomorrow. Make sure you get there. It's going to be the last of this show, but of course, there's many other shows. What's the next show that's coming up, even?
Well, actually, you know, our summers now are all about the kids.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of summer programs, theater camps, master classes, and one that's coming up. And actually, we have some spots that we're actually going to give away
on our
camp.
Show. I love it. I love it. Tell us what that consists of. So for anyone.
Well, this is really fun because it's called the Stinky Feet Theater Workshop. Yes,
okay.
You heard that correctly.
Yes,
that was actually the name that years ago the kids came up with. We wanted them to name the program, and they called it the Stinky Feet Theater Workshop.
Okay, I like it. Give it to kids, and they'll like make
exactly.
sure they, yeah, there you go.
So it's a two-week camp for ages 5 to 7 and 8 to 10, and each group, the 5 to 7, come in the morning from 9 to 11, and then the 8 to 10-year-olds come in from 12 to 4. And for 2 weeks, they come in, and they rehearse a little musical. It's called We Are Monsters, which is a winner of the 2013 Children's Musical Theater Festival Award in New York. It's a really fun little musical about a bunch of kids who stumble upon a monster cabaret with vegan vampires and rock and roll werewolves.
Of course, are
werewolves.
You going to be directing this and teaching
no,
this?
No, you know what? Patty Strickland, she's been around forever. She worked at The Elite, and she was an actress herself and did great things around town. And is actually Mayor's Arts Award winner for Arts Educator.
Nice.
So she's been doing this program for quite a few years with us now. And boy, does she put on a show. She really, so she's working. And then we have a bunch of students that work with the kids. So there's a lot of one-on-one contact
How
with the kids.
How fun.
You know, and they have such a great time. And it's a, you know, full production. They do costumes and the whole thing.
What an opportunity.
Yeah, they get to present two performances that will open up to the public so families with little kids can come in, you know, reaching out and developing our future audiences.
So do they get to try out for the different parts?
They do. Yeah, the 8 to 10-year-olds actually try out the parts. And in fact, you know what we're doing this year is actually we're going to increase it to age 12. So if you have a student between ages of 8 and 12, they can participate in it. And they actually audition for the roles, like sort of featured roles. Then the younger kids, the 5 to 7 group, kind of work as an ensemble. So they're like our Greek chorus.
Well, you know what? If somebody who's listening right now thinks, you know, that their kid's got talent, look at all these shows nowadays, right?
Yeah.
But this is like a perfect thing to really like, you know, find out, right? And encourage them.
Besides which, there's nothing, starting as in children's theater myself, which I did at the age of 8, there is nothing as important for somebody's, a kid's self-esteem.
I knew you were going there, yeah.
As much fun as being in theater. You learn how to work with other people. You learn how to have confidence. You learn how to be able to in front of an audience. I can't say highly enough how important children's theater is.
I mean, you can read all these statistics, and of course it's all, oh, how arts are important. But you know what? I'll tell you, year after year, I can't tell you how many students, and in my life, just having been through it and seeing people, you know, my peers that it changed their lives.
Yep.
Even in one class, I've seen a student who very introverted, very shy, or really dark, you know, or negative. I mean, I think the world is a pretty rough place for kids.
Right, right.
Particularly in that younger age group and middle school, you know. And this, you find a bond with the students. They're encouraged to take risks, to really go beyond their comfort zone and really achieve something.
It teaches them so many different things.
Well, the parents are just so, you know, come to me time after time and say, I cannot believe how these couple of weeks transformed them, you know.
I love it. So, Brian, how much is something like that?
Well, normally our tuition costs, which we do have financial assistance, which thanks to, you know, people in the community.
Sponsors
and local
and
businesses,
yeah,
they're able to underwrite the cost of some tuition. But It's for the ages 5 to 7, it's $350. Mm-hmm. And for ages 8 to 10, it's $400.
Okay.
So, but for those of you that we're going to give two away, so we're going to give one slot in the 5 to 7 group and one slot in the 8 to 10 group.
That's
so
huge.
The first two callers
that
call, you want to give them that number?
Yes, 805-419-0008.
And the dates for that, I'll just tell you, June 29th through July 11th, and it runs Monday through Friday with one Saturday, which is the July 11th, which is when those performances are. And for those people that call in, even if they don't win, listen, have them give, give that information to us, and we'll give them a discount if they mention the Kim Pagano Show.
There you go. There you go. And you know, what a great, I mean, it's just, that's such an amazing proposition right there. So thank you so much for doing that for our show.
You're welcome,
too. I hope that, you know, if there's somebody, there's camps, there's soccer, there's everything, but what a great, I mean, that's like a twist to their summer, you know, to do that. Amanda, I just want to find out a little bit about your journey and who you are and where you are in your life right now. And you said you're in Ojai, right?
Yes, my husband and I, both of whom are performers, he's also a wonderful actor and singer. We moved to Ojai about 20 years ago now from L.A. because both of our careers did not require us to be sitting on the freeway 24/7, you know. So we got out because we love Ojai. It's friendly and warm and lovely. And I continue.
I was just out there at the Ojai
Wine Festival.
The wine festival.
So I do concerts all over the next thing I have set up is I'm going to do a series of concerts in New York, and I also teach master classes in singing. Did one for Brian here in Ventura for the Rubicon.
And then you're going to come back to one in the fall.
Yes, we are. We're going to do another one. Then who knows if somebody offers. I'm hoping to cut my next CD. I've done two albums and 8 CDs in my wacky career, and I think this is the year to do the next one. So that'll start, you know, a whole bunch of more concert work.
What keeps you going?
I had a vocal teacher who was pushing 100. And he had on his coffee table, a coffee table book with interviews with all kinds of artists past the age of 100. And the general thing was, they said, what is the secret to staying alive? And they said, don't get bored.
Don't get bored.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And I really believe that.
Mm. Yeah. So I'm, for some reason, I'm always making stuff happen for myself.
That's good.
And for my friends, if I can.
There you go. I want to be one of your friends.
Deal. I think you already are.
I love it. Brian, so again, back to the show that you directed, and of course, Amanda, you were in. Mm-hmm. Other desert cities is what we're talking about over at the Rubicon. You know, there was a message, and, you know, kind of like this family was trying to keep up with the Joneses, but at the same time, it almost felt like, God, they weren't really interested in what their daughters, you know, she kind of had a little meltdown, right? Now she's going to expose them,
yes.
Which some of our kids, you know, they don't think about our, you know, our businesses, our lives, our livelihood. Let's talk about that a little bit. What's your thought on that?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, it's a family that really loves each other. That's quite clear. And, you know, even though we love each other, we can also find things about each other that are difficult to take, you know, that are difficult to deal with. And this family, you know, I think that the daughter is, you know, in protecting herself, in taking care of herself, is forcing an issue that the rest of the family does not necessarily want to deal with. And you come to find out that the reason for that is there's more to it than meets the eye.
I was just going to say, and for that, you need to go see the show.
The Big Secret.
The Big but Secret, exactly.
I think one of the interesting things about it for me is the fact that we don't, an acting teacher actually told me this once, and you know, it was an interesting idea when, as an actor and approaching a character, but we don't present ourselves to the world and how we truly are. We present ourselves to the world and how we want people to think we are. And there's a lot of that in this play, and it explores a lot of that. And we do it for certain reasons. I think it's mostly about survival. It's most about keeping up appearances. But keeping up appearances is not just some shallow kind of thing. It's a necessity,
yeah,
I think, in this world that we live in.
And
you know?
Amanda, it almost was like you had your Spanx on as a mom. You know what I mean?
Oh,
right?
Darling, I had Spanx and a long line bra.
Exactly,
absolutely.
Exactly. And, you know, and I think you didn't really show your vulnerability, which I think is a huge lesson in our lives, right? I mean, so there's so many messages in this play that I just loved. And I guess kind of the bottom line was self-love, selfish, self, all of that, self-care, you know. How do we do that as a family when we're all on different pages?
You know, our talkbacks have been really interesting. We've had a lot of people stay and chat about the play and their reaction to it. And to tell you the truth, you know, everybody has takes away something different. And
yeah.
That's the thing about theater. It's not about, you know, he's not writing this play to tell us this is the way to live or here's right and here's wrong. It's really, you know, sort of examining human behavior.
I love it.
Just take away what we will. It allows us to start talking about it,
yeah.
You know, and having the conversation.
There you go. Again, Rubicon, one of my favorite theaters. Go see it. I'm so glad that you guys are both here sharing
Thanks
this with
for
me.
Having
Other
us back.
Desert cities.
I'm so glad
Thank
you.
You.
Liked it.
Absolutely. And of course, we want to end our show with a moment of happiness. Set a goal so big that you can't achieve until you grow into the person who can.
Ooh.
So with that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great week, and we'll talk to you next week.